Okay, as they're still tabulating the results, we'll go on to, instead of selecting officers today, it is my recommendation, and I make a motion that we table the officer selection to the next month's meeting. And the reason I say this is to give people time to think about how they may want to fit in with the board, how they, you know, any responsibilities, any roles and responsibilities that we can discuss, or between now and the next meeting, that, you know, gives people an idea where they may want to serve. And that's just a thought. That's my motion. Any second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks. Any opposed? Absent. So with the new board, we'll obviously select officers from the new board, and that will take place next month. We do have a newsletter that we're going to come out with at the end of this month, the newsletter. Any input would be greatly appreciated. Obviously, we'll give a synopsis of, obviously, the annual meeting, the pros and cons, you know. Okay. Any questions, any thoughts on the newsletter? Yes. Van, are you online for the newsletter?
You guys send me content.
There we go.
I've got relatively little people that had your story, Mark.
Thank you. Vance is on the communication committee. Vance, did you have any?
He's still running pretty high, isn't he?
He's got the munchies afterwards.
Yeah, nothing worse than marijuana, huh?
Well, I brought up the power supply with all the help today. Again, you know, unfortunately, we don't know yet. Verizon has bought Alltel. You guys start noticing changes in the way things work out here. Let Paul know, let me know. They messed with us once about a year or 2 years ago, and they reduced the power output on the repeaters. A lot of people depend on out here. And we hollered and screamed, and they brought it back up. Now, it probably wasn't just us, but we were a part of it. So you can fix things if we know about them. And I'm hoping that nothing changes. The typical MO of anything, any big system, if you touch it, it breaks. And it's working. You know, so it ought to be. And you want to keep it that way. If you lean on them, if something goes wrong, you know, maybe you can do something, maybe you can't do
something. Well, we can send an email and we can talk to Paul and
right. Yeah, we get connected to India and, you know, everything else that happens when you try to do that. But a lot of times the people in town are, you go in there and talk to them personally, they're usually aware of an issue and they can explain it. And, you know, and then some of us can meet up on corporate and do it. They did bring that one back up. Yeah. Four people can use it again. So,
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah.
Speaking of squeaky wheel, a road man, Larry Meltzer.
And you know what? You tell me.
No. Larry Meltzer has been operating the grader for us. He's doing a great job. Paul and Larry coordinate. I just want to know if there's any questions.
Just let Paul know. Paul.
If there's any issues, I mean, that would help you quiet about it. Let us know. I got on the map. All right, thank you. Also on new business, we have a map with street names to the county for placement on the Alton grid. And Linda knows all about this.
Yes, the county inspector called me, and they're needing to have the map with our names on them because they're going to be assigning road numbers to our lot, and that's for telephone and emergency purposes. And then the person in charge of emergency services for King County called me and talked to me a little bit more about it. And what he's saying is that we're going to be going on the Alton grid, which means that on the map, that's where our numbers will be. That will make our numbers smaller. If we were on the Kanab grid, our numbers would be huge. And so they're going to put us on the Alton grid. We will still get services out of Kanab. If there's an emergency, it will still come out of Kanab. But the grid that we will be on is Alton. On the map, if they have names that are the same in different subdivisions, then they have to fix that. They have to change the name, and that's what they're doing right now. It's like an act of Congress to do it if we don't do it now.
So if we have, like, Deer Springs Ranch Way or Deer Springs Lane or something like that, we need to make sure we designate something to differentiate. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, there can be a way and there can be a lane, but if there's two Deer Springs Ranch Ways, then one of them has to go.
Right. Okay.
And if we have, for instance, Forest Top, if we have Forest Top Road and there's a Forest Top Road on the Alton grid up in Duck Creek,
designate some another
chicken. Coyote. Whatever.
Okay.
The names that we have on the map, on this beautiful map that Vance made for us, the names that we have were voted on, and I guess at several meetings the map was out here and people had their input and that sort of thing.
See, all the road signs are made.
And the road signs are made and all of that, and that's
got to get them put out.
A couple of new ones because of those differences. And so what we need to do is go over the map as a board and decide what's staying and what's going. And then I need to take that map to her tomorrow, Monday. So.
Do you have a list of the contentious ones?
What we have to do is. I have the list here. I'll take care of that. Unless you want to be your elected chairman, you want to go over to the Okay, so from what I understand, that the naming of the street needs to be in, we're going to turn it in on Monday?
Yes.
So it's going to be turned in on
Monday.
So if your street name gets changed for some reason, that's why. Okay? And in a, you know, there's always a process to changing it to something else if needed, but we have to do something now. To otherwise,
I'll make a motion for that.
Yeah, I think it's got to be done today anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to have to do it right now.
Okay.
so.
Don Cox, you have them?
They have a name. Okay.
Don Cox has a motion.
Okay. I'll second.
And John Harris seconds. We're going to make those changes. All those in favor? Well, let's see. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, well, those changes will be made. Thank you. Related
to the signs and stuff, should we need to vote an expenditure to get poles or
let's work
and
on that
hardware and all that so that we can get started on placing those signs? Because I think from a safety standpoint, we should have them.
Yeah.
Right. That's off-season work.
All right. Okay.
That's off-season work. And we'll coordinate that in
or at the very least coordinate some
in our
work
board meetings. Okay. What Dustin was saying, for those who couldn't hear, is that we have signs for streets and signs for lots. Lots we're not going to do, but the street names we're going to do. And we're going to, as part of our road plan, designate some monies and efforts towards putting those signs in. And it's just, it's going to be come up at the next, now that it's in new business, it will be addressed at the next meeting, if not in between. If those who couldn't hear that exchange. Okay, we do have results from the election now.
Barbara's going to, I delegated Barbara to explain the ballot for us what we have. Okay, well, what she's talking about. I mean, we all know that, you know, everybody that was on the ballot got on, and then the seventh person is Bill Parker. By way of write-in votes, he received the most write-in votes. And the way it works is that, of course, John and Dustin have one more year. They're already on for one more year. And Shauna, Cox, David Steele, Ed Belinsky, and John Harris will serve for 2 years. And Dale, because he's the write-in candidate, and with a smaller number of votes, will serve for 1 year.
Dale, of course,
talk to these guys. I'm not the chairman.
Who's the next?
There was a tie between the next.
And who are
Rochambeau?
Bob Becker and Brett
Sommer. Bob Becker.
Huh?
I thought we needed
seven.
Pretty
good. But
there's six names on there.
Yeah, the board can still appoint someone with, you know, we can.
Bob declined respectfully. I told him that he was going to get there. And I haven't talked to Brett Sommer yet to find out if he would
Barbara, that I think the board has the power to appoint somebody after the smoke clears on the spot election, the board can make a decision on what they want to do next.
Okay, so you don't want to take the second biggest vote getter and give him the opportunity to be the write-in?
Fine.
Well, which would be Brent Fulmer.
Yeah.
He's got to agree to that.
After him, you've got some others that got one vote.
What we'll go ahead and make contact with those who were given the write-in vote. Obviously, they were someone felt highly of them to put them on the ballot, and that's fine. So we'll give them the opportunity to accept or reject. And I thank Dale for his interest, but and also I respect him in his decision to decline at this time. Well, I know that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, with the election results complete, we move on to. We need.
We need a
water sample. Can I put it on the Paul? We need to get a water sample, and we need to find. Did we find a way of getting it transported to SUU on Monday? Yeah. Is anyone?
I got volunteered.
Well, the
where is it?
No, it's Cedar City.
I'm going back to Cedar today, but the problem is...
The samples have to be taken. They have to be taken.
They have to be taken on Monday, and I won't be around Monday.
Yeah, they have to be. Actually, can I just take it? Well, you may have to. Okay, but the samples...
I'll be in San Diego.
The problem with the samples, if we take it today, it wouldn't be good because it has to be done within 24 hours. And so that's, you know, the sample needs to be taken, you know, to where it can get the SUU at the lab within 24 hours. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Okay,
but
now...
I can tell them, too, that when we get some good readings.
Oh, yeah.
Last reading that we're
having. Oh, yeah. The last water samples, everything...
We had problems, now we're clearing it up.
So the problem readings in the upper cabin system is not in.
Still buzzing us. There is one thing with the water that we need to address, in that I got a report back from Rod Johnson, is it, that he's getting some paint flakes?
Right, his system, I don't know how his system works. It has a high spot, but when the tank gets to a certain level, he gets an air pocket in there.
Is it just air pockets or was there
contamination? He unclogged it, or he undid it, and there were paint chips in there. I don't know if the paint chips are... I don't know what that is.
It could have been from earlier, too.
Okay, well, that's something we'll follow up on then, okay?
The tank is chipping.
We're
yeah,
still...
We know that the tank is chipping.
We're still planning on repairing the tank later in the year.
We don't have a date set yet. Okay. We're waiting until the season... You know, wait until the season winds down. We're getting... It's going to be soon. The next item of business is that we have... a lawsuit pending. Find my notebook. Oh, there it is. And I had just received this document today. It is a summons. And that individual was injured last... Oh, it's been a while. I think it's almost... Has it been? Yeah, it's been last year. Just a little over a year. On a horseback incident. And he's filed in the district court of King County that where the defendants is Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association. And we'll be looking into this matter. What has happened so far in this matter is that he has approached our insurance company, and our insurance company has denied the claim. So his next approach is to take us to court. And that's all I know so far, and I haven't read this document. I just got it today. But I will... Niall Willis, who is our registered agent, received this document, and let's see.
It's in July.
And it was in July of last year. Okay. And from what I understood,
on his own horse,
Harry Carson was handling this matter last year through the insurance company and communications. So I'm going to have to speak with Larry Carson.
Larry happened to be out here when the incident happened. The fellow was visiting one of our members. The horse, he went on a horse ride in an area that Ollie said probably wouldn't be a good idea. On his own horse.
With his friend's horse.
With his friend's horse and his friend's tack.
But the friend isn't our member.
Yeah.
Were there any witnesses?
Larry.
No, I don't know if Larry witnessed it.
No witnesses to the accident.
No witnesses. Yeah. After that.
Is there a co-defendant in this case?
Well, in that case, it would be the owner of the borough, which would be Ole Lindgren at the time. So I don't know.
Is there a co-defendant?
Co-defendant.
It's just okay.
It's the association.
You have a license number.
Those 1 through 10 persons and organizations.
Being
challenged. No, it's just Deer Spring Ranch.
He's going for the money.
Maybe we as an association need to substitute too then. We better start putting our ducks in a row.
Well,
we just got this, yeah.
I have to do this thing.
If you're going to keep after us, then you need to walk the road.
Y'all have signed in. If you haven't signed in yet, please do.
Okay, this is dated September 3rd. I guess it was received on September 5th. It's dated September 9th, but we have 20 days to reply. So this is something that we will be addressing on Monday. Okay? Just to let you know that that's out there. Like I said, I will... endeavor to get as much information on the incident, the response of the parties involved, and the claims being sought after. And I will put that out, information out, at the as soon as I can. Any questions on this? I have, Lord, any questions?
Do you have somebody on retainer now? Didn't you talk to somebody? That was a different matter altogether.
Goat was just right. That was a different matter altogether. Yeah.
Can you do the same thing?
With Jen?
So that's who we need to go back to on this.
Right.
Yeah. Answer them.
Yeah. I'll be talking with them on Monday.
Okay.
And thank you. Can I just put the other
one?
Okay. You look at that. That's all I have for new business. I opened it up to open forum. If anyone has anything they'd like to bring up, that's first off, before we go to open forum, I want to thank those who ran for office. Ed, thank you. And Shanna. Thank her when she gets back. And all the rest of the board members, I'm honored to serve with you, and I hope that I look forward to the upcoming year.
You know what, before we go to the open bill, there's still some things I want to get cleared up for Eileen, okay? And that's on the goat thing, okay? Where are we at? Because it was going to be this month that I thought Ole had a sale for the goats and that. Is that right?
Ole was here earlier, did he? Is he still here?
Most of them last night.
Okay.
And he said when he was sitting here a minute ago, they're getting the balance of them out today.
Okay.
So the goats should all be gone.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like there weren't very many in the pen back there.
Increased over the night. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Still need to follow through and see what his future plans are, if possible, for future years. Wait, pass out.
Well, we can make a motion to buy him out of that contract. We have talked about this before. And we did make that motion, so we'll follow up with that. Any other questions as far as the goats and goat lease? Okay. All right. Well,
it's a gray area.
It depends on who you talk to, really.
In general terms, the whole board agreed to the idea.
Right, they did. That's
not
the
problem.
There was a premise.
There were a lot of terms in any contract that were never agreed to by the board.
Well, none of that contract was agreed to by the board.
but it was signed by the board president at the time. And looking at the bylaws, he has the general supervisory position for the ranch assets, and that's how it's kind of it's vaguely written, and so you could argue that he had that right, and I would say that, and it was the board unfortunately didn't follow up in a timely manner to get this. And I think maybe whether people are dragging their feet or what, I don't know. But I'm not going to lay blame. But I am glad that the goats are no longer here. And we will try to make sure that type of lease, if it's we ever get into a lease again, it will be a win-win situation and not all one-sided. I have a copy of the lease if anyone wants to look at that lease. You're welcome to it. You know, I don't have copies for everyone right now, but fortunately, hopefully, we won't have to address that any further. But we'd still have to address. Let me get back to the legalities. I've had a lawyer look into it for the ranch, okay. And like I said, there are gray areas to that lease agreement, okay. But there was. A potential out for us, even though it was one-sided, the way that it was written, it was one of the lines, line 8, I believe, stated that if Ole Lindgren decided to get out of the lease at any time, he could do that, but there was no provision for the ranch to be able to make that decision. Okay? But if you look at that, in a contract that's supposed to go for 7 years, basically, you're saying you really don't have a contract for 7 years if this person could just drop out anytime with no cost or no ramifications or whatever, you know. Excuse me for my stammering here, but anyway. But so if you look at it, you really don't have it. You have a one-sided agreement that it's kind of illusory. Is what the lawyer said. There's an illusion that you have an agreement, but if this guy can bail at any time, you really don't have a set agreement. So it's an illusory contract. And yeah, we could probably go after it at that. But you know, are we throwing more money towards lawyers, or can we get to an agreement? You know, between ourselves. And so we tried to work with Ole and. You know, encourage him to it was not a good experiment, not a good deal, and it's not a good fit
for either party.
So I mean, obviously he sustained losses, and we know that, you know, and that's a hard deal. It was harsh, and it's unfortunate, but there's no guarantee in business that if you have a venture that you're going to make money. But he did sustain some substantial losses, and so that we, as a board, have agreed to that, to buy out this lease agreement, this piece of paper, for $2,500. Isn't that what we agreed?
Yeah.
And that would kind of help him with his losses. If we have to, he still has to, you know, if he does agree with this or not, I'm not sure, but we're going to approach him with that. To buy out that contract. Right. And that's where, unfortunately, him having to try to imbalance the horse ride activities, which we wanted, plus the goats for fire protection, which he wanted, and all the other aspects of running the ranch, you know, that's where we kind of, you know, caused a lot of, unfortunately, caused some, you know, issues. And that we addressed that earlier in the year, and I didn't bring this up earlier because we did approach him on some corrective actions to get him more in line with what we needed for the ranch operation.
And at that time, he decided to no longer be the ranch manager. And that was his decision on that. Okay, because we were perfectly willing to work with him if he would follow our board recommendations as far as corrective action. And that's how that went down. But I didn't want to bring that up today because it's all record. Well, he says, you know, his business ventured, and there were other promises made too. But, and I understood that, you know, promise of a new dwelling and so forth, you know, that led him to believe that he had a more of a long-term relationship.
Actually, the promise was never made that he would approach the membership.
Yeah.
To provide that for him. And
yeah.
When we did, we had no response.
Right. Well, that's all, we had minimal response. But anyway, that's all water underneath the bridge. What we're trying to do is just move forward and
bring some closure to that.
Bring some closure to that. Yeah. We have a fire protection plan that we're working on, and in accordance with standard measures that are easily recognized throughout. Raising animals can be a part of the plan. You know, I'm not saying that they're not. Whether the goats, sheep, horses, cattle, all those grazing animals can be part of a plan, but that's not the only plan. You know, there's you know, labor as far as saw work, chainsaw, you know, limbing and trimming, reducing vegetation from the roadsides, and that's part of the plan that we're putting into place. It does take time. You can't do it overnight. You know?
It's not expected.
And it's not expected to be done overnight.
It's a long-term plan.
Yeah.
The state looks at that over a long-term plan. Continuous progress.
Me too. It's just... I didn't see him.
No. That's good. We need to get that information out.
Come with me.
Yes. You have to have a site that's selected and approved by, not selected, but approved by the county.
Absolutely.
And that's just a normal building code. And we want to follow all the building codes and laws and regulations that the county
has. Medical insurance and everything.
Anyway, anything else for the forum? Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Let them know about the auction. If you want to have one.
Yeah.
Auction or bid or whatever.
Yeah. We have, we want to establish, we do have a fund that's established for capital improvements, a savings account, and we want to build those funds because the current way that our budget operates now is like there's hardly any money, if anything, left over at the end of the year. And that's really hard for, especially like a year like this year, where we have so much infrastructure and so many appliances and buildings to maintain and work to be done, you know, to absorb that all in one year, it's really quite a task. It really impacts the budget. So what we're trying to do is to establish some reserve accounts. And so we're going to have an auction of a couple items or services, whoever. And if there's an auction, or I don't have a raffle thing or something like that, but... Or just a bid or
just
something.
Just a bid, and the stop bid buys it.
Yeah, I got a couple items that we're going to put those monies into that capital improvement fund, and that way we'll let that out there to the membership know that this fund is out there and that they can donate to it. Maybe we'll do a monthly an auction or something gets donated or something, a service, and you just let that word will be out in the newsletter also. Questions or comments?
Maybe this is already covered in that.
That fund is still there.
And
that's something that as a board we've talked about approaching those members who donated to that fund and to see what they want to do with that money, because we're no longer at this time now proposing a whole new ranch structure, so it's a whole nother plan. So either would you like to keep your money there, or would you like to go to assessments, or would you like to make the donation to the capital improvements, which would
there's a lot of money that's been spent on it.
Yeah, we are over budget, so that we'll have to communicate to those members who donated and get their desires back. That's what I feel that we should do as a board, and that's my motion.
That's what I have been doing.
It's what you, and then it's already been taken care of. What am I doing?
I haven't contacted everybody, but I've already done a reach on an exchange, and so
okay.
Process.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. Yes, we do have three accounts, a savings account, which is capital improvements, that one that was for the ranch house, and then our normal checking. What I would like to see in the future for sound business practices is that we have reserved accounts for capital improvement. We have reserve accounts for recreational or whatever facilities, or, you know, it's all how you structure, you know, because obviously these expenses will come due, you know, and they are budgetable items. But whether it's a tax thing or not, we'll have to look into it. But I think it's prudent for us to have, and I talked to the bank official, and he says the way we operate business is not really in adherence to what they would like to see if we were to need a loan. And we do have loan capability with State Bank of Southern Utah. But talking with them, he says, you know, the way that we budget is not looked on favorably. Now, the reason we were able to get the loan, or we have the loan capability, is they know people have volunteered to pay cash for 30 years. But unfortunately, maybe when they some funds that were over 5 years or 10 years, where we have that amount of money already saved, we don't need to worry about a loan. So that's just my pitch for that. I'll close the meeting.
You know, if you look at any homeowners association, which essentially we are here, we're a landowners association, but it's about the same thing. Most homeowners associations have very large reserves.
Very large.
For a lot of reasons. And if you look at all the assets and capital structures that we have, all of them are depreciating. We should have a plan in place to say, over, you know, we know that this building has a lifespan of 10 years or 20 years. We should be putting in, you know, the cost of that and then budgeting it out over that amount and have that in reserve so that 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road, when that structure is dead and needs to be replaced, we don't go, oh no, we got to spend all this money or be in debt. We just spend the money and it's done. So I would propose that, and I've done this last year too, that we set aside a certain amount of the budget, you know, whatever the circumstances, and say it's determine how much we would need and set that as a rollover amount of money. And if we have tax issues, we should research that. And if we got to change our status, we should do that too.
No, it hasn't. But we're still looking towards that.
Okay.
Still on its way.
Okay.
One other new business. There's a proposal to upgrade the ranch house charge controller.
New business, Taylor.
Taylor?
All I did was I figure out what it costs. No, the table's the next one. I'm sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Dan.
Okay. You want me to go over this then?
No, you know about as much about it as I do. If you guys want, the bottom line is if you want $3,000 worth of batteries healthy, and actually it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost
like $4,800 worth of batteries healthy. Is it 16 times?
No, it's 38. It's around 3,800 or something like that.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, we need to get the trucks out there and give Paul and his family a way to see what the, where they do something in the house, like run the microwave. I'm just pulling things out here.
Okay, so my proposal is that to keep up with current technology, to optimize the usage of our solar cells, and to promote health for the batteries, that we get the current, there's a charge controller and some assorted, and also a means for to keep a remote display in the ranch house so they can look at the panels. Oh, I need to run the generator, or the generator should be running, or something like that, so that we can optimize that the charge on the batteries. And this is crucial, especially during the winter time, when the batteries are not getting solar radiation and they need to charge. So my proposal is for approximately $900. I think there was one more item that was like $26 on
it. Yeah, the temperature sensor.
Temperature sensor, yeah. Is that something that's just, Dan? Is that something that sticks right on the side of the battery?
You need to drop it right in the middle of the battery
tank. Okay, in the middle. Okay.
What do we have left in the budget?
About $30,000.
And
anyway, the cost we're looking at $900.
We got now what we got that much left in the budget, but how much do we think our hard costs that we've got to spend this year left minus the $30,000?
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
I still want to exceed the budget for this year.
You didn't get one?
No, what I'm saying is that if we've got some hard costs that we have to spend, and then we also have some soft costs that we can choose to spend or not.
If we roll over the money from the house account, the ranch house account, into this, we will be fine. There are other things.
We also...
So we're thinking we would spend it out of the ranch house account?
We have to get permission from the members that have donated to that first.
I would say that's a good proposal for that, and we should just talk to those people that donated and see if that would be an okay thing.
Hold on. I got a motion first, okay, before we change. My motion is that we approve the $900 for this expense.
Well, but where's it going to come out of?
I have $1,000 in the ranch house account. I'll buy the solar thing with my money.
That was nice.
You can, I don't know if you've got a couple of them in there. You can work that as well. All right.
Thank you, Bob.
You do that?
Appreciate it. I think that's covered for that.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Motion still.
All right.
Accept that donation. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Awesome. Yeah, I love this place. I love this place. People just helping out, volunteering, giving money. All right.
If it's okay, I'll just offer you 10 again.
No more time, let me bother you. Thank you for this day. We're grateful for all the opportunities we have to be here on this earth at this time and to enjoy this beautiful countryside and have stewardship at this time over these lands. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that would continue to bless us and those that stand in need, and especially look after Nancy's son, Michael. That he may receive the health and guidance, and that he may recover well, and please bless us this day, and please bless this food that we're about to eat. And this we humbly ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.